WSHM 738. Good morning, Paul. WSHM 567.
Yeah. Good morning, Sam. Where's that mic at there, Sam? WSHM 738.
Haven't heard him yet this morning. WSHF 567.
All right. Sam, you should tell your granddaughter the nursery rhyme. You know which one?
No, but I'm sure you're going to tell me.
That's right. Bad antenna, roll them up, get them out of town.
Yeah, well, they're not going to get me to take my antenna down. They can try as they may, but it's been up for 2 years. And big guy told me that was the first complaint he's ever had over here, so I explained the situation. He said, bye, see ya, so I don't think I'll hear from him again.
Yeah, well, you're in a different city. It's a whole different thing. I happen to know what the ordinance is. I put up a tower in 2008. Trust me, I still remember reading it in their book. They showed me. All right? But now a different city is a different situation. So bad antenna, roll them up, get them out of town.
Well, when you want to play games, be prepared to play games.
Supposed to be another cold one going into the weekend here, I guess. Today, tomorrow, whatever, somewhere in there. Cold. Cold, cold, cold again.
Yep, definitely cold. Where are you at? WRWD 489, you out of bed yet?
All right, well, I'm going to go get ready to jump in the shower here in the next few minutes, Sam, so I'm going to ID to make it legal, and I'll catch you a little later. WSHM 738.
All right, Paul, we'll catch you in a little bit. WSHF 567, monitoring.
WRWD 49, and we're standing by.
Good morning, Mike. WRUZ935 Mobile.
Yeah, good morning out there, John. Just figured I'd keep this thing up and see if anybody out here is still alive.
Yeah, I just got back from Canada, so back in range of the repeater.
Well, you're making it in, so.
Yeah, northbound mound over here by the tech center, coming up on 13 miles.
Yeah, copy.
Copy.
Yeah, go ahead. We copy you. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. This is Chief Radio Check. You guys have a great day. SB8380 on the side.
Well, Paul should be out here in about 5 or 10 minutes or so. If he's out here now.
Yep, very good. I'm just running back up here to the stamping plant and going to take my lunch break. So you guys will be in there talking and I'll be looking for a little peace and quiet.
All right.
There goes the peace and quiet.
Good morning.
I'm kind of wound up to really like, you know, there goes the peace and quiet because, you know, it's all
harm, no foul. That's funny. Just a foul mouth, maybe.
Oh, no. Not on the band with the children. You know, we are on a repeater, so the rules are completely different on a repeater than they are on simplex.
Yeah, right, yeah. I've heard that one before, too, yeah. All right, very good. Well, it is Friday morning, and I am full of energy.
All right, burn it up.
So wait, what you're saying is if I talk simplex, I can have a foul mouth, but if I use the repeater, it's illegal? But it's okay if I do it, if I, you know, talk simplex, right?
Well, that's what some people believe. Because, you know, if there's nobody around to chastise you, then it must be okay to do, right?
That has got to be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Yeah.
Believe it or not, that came from a guy not too far away from you, Mike.
Yeah, some guy that if you look on his birth certificate, it says Reggie. Or would that be Reginald?
Some people, man. You just want to shake your head and just be like, well, okay.
Well, you see, and Mike, in that radio service, it's self-policing. But if all you do is talk with your like-minded friends and they all think that it's all perfectly fine, there's nobody to, you know, chastise you or shame you into doing the right thing. Because they all think that it's the right thing. But if you're on a repeater, then there will be club members and stuff like that, and repeater owners and control operators that may chastise you, and then you might be ashamed to talk to the other people in the club for using language like that. But, hey, what do I know?
Hey, I just want you guys now, if you're not calling me by call sign, just refer to me as my ultra ego, AJ, okay?
AJ?
Yeah, just to be saying it. You know, there's a group of us out here, say, and you're directing something towards me, just say, hey, AJ.
All right. I'll figure it out or somebody will tell me. But I mean, it's a plant. I got to get out and open my doors, so I will be back. WRUZ 935.
WSHM 738.
WSDJ 347. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, WRNW 329.
On your way to work, I take it?
Yes, I am. Every day, same time.
WSDQ 992 to a minor train.
Well, look at that. Good morning there, Polly. Long time no hear. we doubled. What'd you say, Polly?
Said good morning to everybody.
Yes, I'd like to say good morning to everybody, too. And in particular, I'd like to say good morning to me. We're almost getting T-minus 120 days and counting there, Mike.
Yeah, Roger.
Go ahead with the carrier. You're going to key it up and say something.
Evidently, the voice box must be broken.
Tim and Eric, good morning, Tim, and I think Joe. Good morning.
Good morning. It's cold out here. My truck says one below.
Gentlemen, WR and W329.
Good morning.
Morning, Tom. Haven't heard you out here in almost a week.
Just another truck to work, but this one is a good one because it's the last one of the week. You're just a 5-day a week or two, aren't you, Tim?
It's off and on. Sometimes 7 days, 6 days. I just don't be 7 this week.
I might need your social security number. I may have to tax your overtime.
You're already killing me.
I get it, I know. I got it for years. I don't need it anymore.
I don't really need it, but I can use it, but I don't need it. I figure it's cold out, nothing going on outside. Stack it up so when it does get warmer, okay, then we can slack off.
No, I get the need thing, you know, I get that, right? Need versus not need. It's not about needing. It's just about, like, yes, the extra money's nice, but I don't really care about it anymore. So I did it for years and years, week after week after week, Tim. Trust me on that one. Most of it out of town.
And it's out of town, that makes it 10 times worse.
Well, worse and better depends on your perspective. You're out of town anyways all week, so you might as well work.
That's for sure. If you're out of town, nothing going on, you gotta get the money. You can do it that way. But yeah, yeah. We need it one way or the other, but after a while it gets old, I guess.
Yeah, it does. All right, I'll be back. WSHM 738.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on there? I haven't heard you in almost a week.
I think it's been that long. I'm gonna usually out here every morning on my way into work. Sometimes I just listen, most of the time. They fight a little traffic here and there.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, man. Yeah, I work, you know, every day of the week, too. You know, I don't mind it. Plus, you know, we're always short-staffed. So, you know, I don't mind doing it.
Nothing wrong with that. See, when I was younger, I couldn't wait for Friday to come. But I guess that was to go out and party with the friends, hang out at the bars, spend some money, that kind of stuff. But after a while, that gets old, too.
Yep, I know what you mean. I used to be the same way. Weekends come, you know, got to head up to watering holes. Not anymore, though. I gave that stuff up. Plus, I'm married, so it's like, you know, there's no point.
Copy that.
Yeah, well,
now I just drink at home. I don't have to drive anywhere. I'm at home. I can have a few drinks, many as I want. Just occasionally, I guess.
Yeah, I pretty much gave that stuff up a long time ago. Just, you know, just don't have an inkling for it.
I copy that. Well, you're saving lots of money anyway. That's just another expense.
Anyway, well, Joe was in there. Still in there, Joe? And we had Polly in there. We don't want to forget him either.
Yep, I'm still in here. Yep, you guys are right. Gets old after a while. Gets old going to work every single day. Seems like we have one day off. But not our boss. He's just tingling. Work is his social life. That's all he's got. But he's dragged us down.
Okay, what's going on out here?
Nothing much. We're just talking about, you know, work and watering holes.
And mean bosses? I just caught the last part of something when I was backing out the driveway there. Sounds like somebody's got a mean boss.
Not so much mean. He just loves coming to work. And he wants us to come to work and play. That's the social life. Sad.
Oh, okay. Well. Alright. The moon is sitting high in the west there. Looks like clear skies abode. Maybe low to the west, sorry. Make that northwest, sorry. Recalibrating my compass.
Wonder if the Wings won last night. I didn't check the score.
Oh, yeah, me neither. And I was busy with some things last night, so I'm past my little peak of interest of the Wings after going to the game. It lasted about a week, so whatever.
Yeah, I wanted to watch, and I'm like, it's on Hulu. Oh, man. So I guess all the networks want to get in on the action. They want their money.
Well, it's all changed, right? I mean, you know, before you had broadcast TV with an antenna. Then you had HBO from one of the buildings down in Detroit that would broadcast it on microwave. And then they had On TV, which was on channel 20 at 8 o'clock at night, and that was a pay-for subscription TV thing. And then came around 1980-81 in this area, cable TV. And now look what it's morphed into, all this streaming services and ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you talk about, you know, the microwave service. Some houses I'll drive by and I'll still see those antennas, you know, that receive that still on the houses.
Yeah, because that's really old stuff. I mean, I can't tell you exactly what year, but, you know, some people could get it and some couldn't. Of course, the local electronics shop sold those things, and to get HBO, it was a little microwave dish, and you know, I know some people just didn't have a good path, no matter how high you went, to get to them, you know, so it just depends on the area you were in, whether you would get a signal or not, so, and I forget which one was first. I want to say it was, guess I'm not sure, either On TV or that HBO thing. So I don't really remember.
I remember someone telling me that, you know, people in Canada that could receive it, you know, they were picking it up for free or something, or they were hot rodding boxes over there and picking the stuff up for free.
Well, there was that thing going on here, too. You could buy the little deal, the antenna and the little tuner downstairs, you know, to bring it in, you know, just the cheater box, if you will, of sorts.
Kind of like back in the day when you used to build a, you know, hot rod the video cipher on a KU C-band satellite system.
Yeah, those were the boxes to have. I never could afford that. I had a satellite dish me and my dad put up in the backyard, but I never could afford one of them boxes. Those were the premium enchiladas, if you will. Yeah, those boxes were very high-tech. They had to take the scrambler board in them, and when they tuned to, they would auto-center on a satellite, right? You watch the signal strength, and if it was a couple of degrees off, it would zoom right back in to peak the signal, so.
Yeah, my uncle had one. It was a channel master with a, I forgot what kind of box he had. I think it was either a Uniden or it was a, it might have been a channel master, receiver. And it had the hot rod video cipher. Yeah, those big boards that pulled out of the back.
There we go, the jammers are up, they're back, they're off vacation.
What, did they come back here to cause no harm, no foul?
I don't know, let them play. Anyways, yeah, that was a whole other game too, though, as I remember, right? So they put it. Countermeasures in place, then they'd have to come up with a new program to outdo them, you know, it was a back and forth thing, so it was a game that nobody won, you know what I mean? That's just the way it's always been with free TV.
What I used to find interesting was, like, after a storm, sometimes the power amp would leak RF. And you pick up three cable channels over the airwaves, which is very, you know, unusual, but it happens sometimes, or used to anyway.
Yeah, well, there you go. The SHM 738. Oh, Charlie, this morning, it's his Saturday.
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday. And that's what he was saying, so. Well, he was on his way home.
Roger. Well, I'll be looking to check it off today, hour by hour. I always look forward to my weekend. WSHM 738.
Yeah, copy that. Just another day for me. No biggie.
Yeah, I think the big ones back in the day were the on-TV decoders, right? So, I remember those quite well. That was the big one.
I remember growing up and my dad had come home with a hot-rodded Gerald... Was it a Gerald? Yeah, Gerald cable box, you know, that had all the amenities in it that would, you know, get free premium panels.
Yeah, every city had their different systems, so it just depends which one you were on at the time.
Nowadays, it's all just streaming. I mean, a lot of the companies have done away with their own equipment, and they just have you download an app, you know, from your TV, and you just watch it from there. And they give you, you know, a code and an account and all that other stuff. That's what WOW does now.
Yeah, it's a lot different. Times change, technology changes, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, they still have, you know, free-to-air satellite. Basically, it's just, you know, just an antenna, or, you know, a satellite dish and a receiver that picks up anything free out of the sky, you know, that's it. You can't decode it if it's premium channels. You can listen to it, but you can't, you know, receive video.
That is what it is. Okay, I got 5 degrees on the display here. 5 degrees.
Yeah, we're supposed to get up to 14, they were saying. So, we shall see. Not that it's going to be any warmer, but better than 5.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't been paying attention to the weather a whole lot, so I'm not sure if it's like just a cold night, cold morning, or if it's tonight. I think tonight, I think.
No, okay. Alright.
We need to get up out of this cold phase and get back up into the seasonal average, which is about 32 degrees. Start melting away some of the snow with some sunshine.
Yep, copy that. WRWB 49. Well, I'm going to take a standby here and let somebody else jump in here for a minute.
Sounds good. I'm getting close to the edge, so we'll see you later. Have a good Friday. WSHN 738.
Alrighty, we'll catch you.
Hey guys, WRNW 329.
Yeah, have a good day, Tim. See ya. WSHM 738.
Yeah, we'll catch you later, Tim, if you're going to jump out of here. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSIU 709 mobile monitoring.
WSFF 330 mobile.
SSK-697. Do you want to hear a knock-knock joke? Anyone? Anyone? Do you want to hear a knock-knock joke? Knock-knock. Supposed to say who's there. And the rusting cow. Do you want to hear a knock-knock joke? WSSK-697. Mmm, chicken nuggets are dry. Okay, we're going to the news. Today for the news, chicken nuggets are driving chicken nuggets. And everything is being made of chicken nuggets now. They're coloring everything with chicken nuggets. Oh, watch out! You don't want to be covered with chicken nuggets, don't you? Don't be covered with chicken nuggets. Because then, chicken nuggets will come and eat you. They'll eat your chicken nuggets. They're on your body.
WRVV 690 clear.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WRVV 690, listening. Station transmitting, you have a bit of distortion in your transmission. You want to clear it up and try it again? WRVV 690.
How do you read now?
That's a little better. Try it again.
I'm not connected to anything. I'm ATM with a whip here.
Okay. I have a bit of a hearing problem on this end, but like I said, there's a little distortion, like interference in the cockpit there.
Copy that. When do you give me a call?
WRVV 690.
WSFA 972.
Roger that. Roger that. Long time no hear. Try it again, 972.
Yeah, 690, stand by for a call. WSFA 972, stand by.
Yeah, roger that, standing by. We got VV 690 clear.
WSLI 302, standing by.
WIVG 488, WRFK 359. Can I get out there? No response on WREC 48. WRFK 359 will be on the site. Monitoring.
How about it, Ralph?
USJF 896, modem.
Oh. Oh, copy. I'll give you a minute to get to your radio.
USLI 302 standing by.
Thank you.
W329, monitoring. WRNW329, monitoring.
WRZD706, monitoring.
You are WB49 and we're standing by.
We are WB489 from NDI. Oops, wrong one. WSHM738. And good afternoon.
What's going on? I just got back from National Coney Island.
Okay, love their chili. Their chili's good.
You used to be able to buy it in the stores. They used to distribute it at all the local grocers around here, but I haven't seen it in a while.
Go right up there on Grossbeck and you get it. Martin and Grossbeck, I think. I don't know if they take walk-ins, but I don't know. Call them anyways. I'm not sure if it's a warehouse or just office or whatever. But they're right there at Martin and Grossbeck, southwest corner.
I remember years ago, we used to sell it in the store, and in the meat department, they had a bunker with the fresh chili. It would come in a bag, like this thick bag, and you just, you know, you unthaw it, and then, you know, serve it.
Ah, very nice. I like their chili. Their chili is good. I like their loose hamburgers, too, and it's done right, so... eat too much other stuff from them. Maybe a little chili over the french fries. And that's about it.
I like their chili dogs and stuff like that. My wife, you know, she'd rather just have a gyro or their chicken salad.
Well, you know, everybody's taste buds a little different. They like what they like. I target particular restaurants for certain items, and not too often I veer off of what I go there for.
You what, though, when I went in there, it must have been having some type of an Albanian convention, because half the restaurant was filled with Albanians.
Okay. You're on the halfway point to the day, or are you done?
Oh, I'm not done yet, just halfway point. I'll be done around like 6:30 or so.
Okay, very good. Stopped on the way home and had some late lunch, early dinner, whatever you want to call it. So, I'm all ready for a nappy poo.
Hear ya, man.
Kind of nice to see the sun out today. Too bad it's not a little warmer. Chip away at the snow.
Yeah, I got 18 degrees right now here by the bay.
Even my fellow GMRSers from WSHF567.
Ma'am, good hearing you. Good afternoon.
What's going on there, Sam?
Just walked in the room, heard you guys were having a conversation, and decided to jump in there. Anyways, I'm going to jump back out of here. Just wanted to say hello.
All right, Sam. Have a good rest of the afternoon there. Yeah, every now and then I will switch up to a Coney dog when I'm in a Coney Island, but, you know, basically a loose hamburger is what I like. The hot dog bun with the hamburger and the chili on top and cheese. That was, like, one of my favorites for years.
Yeah, I like those. My mom, you know, she don't care for them too much because her mother used to serve them all the time. She's like, oh, that's a poor man's meal. I'm like, no, it's not. I'm like, I love this, you know. Onions in it, you know, a little pepper, chopped up peppers, onions, and, you know, the chili on top. I mean, it's great. And then put the cheese on there with it. You want cheese?
I think they're good. I like them, so I don't know. Whatever. I mean, poor man's meal, huh? Well, maybe. Whatever, it's good. That's what I go by. I missed the Parthenon down there in Greektown. I mean, they had one heck of a gyro sandwich. It was really, really good. They had good Italian bread. You know, you put butter on it. And great rice pudding. It's a shame what happened to that restaurant. I think the people just got out too old. And COVID hit. And I think they were just done.
That could be, Golden Greek's got a good gyro platter. You know, it comes with the gyro sandwich along with the spinach pie and the rice with the tzatziki sauce.
Yeah, but, you know, is it what you like, right? So there's a lot of people that make it, but is it that one that just did it for you, and the Parthenon just did it for me? Everything was really, really good there. I ate so many of those back for years. I couldn't even count them all.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, my wife likes those gyros, you know. That and spinach pie with the rice, I'm good on that.
My other favorite one is Pizzatopolis, and a lot of them have closed down, even the one in Greektown. There again, right next to the Parthenon that closed down. That was, like I thought, the main corporate one. And now they're just in Rivertown, I think Southfield. I'm not even sure where else. But those pizzas, those deep dish pizzas were great. And not so easy to get anymore. The one at 14 Mile Road and John R. closed down. They were coupled with a Real Wraps deal, but it was the real deal. But, you know, like I said, a lot of them are gone now.
Same with some of the Buddy's locations. They closed down. They're little, you know, satellite, you know, stores. They just weren't doing too well to begin with.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. But you see some of the great ones that you like to go away. You know, it's the way it is. All right, well, I'm getting close to home here, so I'll go in and see what's shaking and make a few calls and have fun with the rest of your work day there.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind it, so keeps me busy, you know, puts money in my pocket, and I don't have to, you know, worry about, you know, where my next dollar is coming from.
Okay, that's a good thing. All right, Mike, we'll see you. Catch you later. WSHM 738.
And we'll catch you later. WRWD 49. And we'll be standing by.
WRZF 865, mobile and monitoring.
WS IU 709 mobile monitoring.
WSLI 2 radio check. Copy radio check, WRZF 865.
WSKD751 Alpha calling out to WSKD75 Bravo. Can you read me?
WSAL 946 monitoring.
WSAL 46. 202, you out there? 202. WSAL 946.
WLWB 49, and we're standing by. WSLI 302, you copy. WRWB 49. WSLI 302, you got a copy. This is WRWB 49.
Hey Mike, I hear you. What you doing out there so late?
Yeah, disguise your voice, not doing a very good job. Anyways, Mike, what's going on?
You should say after that, yo, look, just because I swore, no pun intended, right?
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you lower the bar. This is what you get. Anyways, what's going on?
Just heading out and about. That's about it.
All right, very good.
WSLI 302. Hello, Mike. Hello.
I guess we got Spartans versus for the NCAA basketball.
Oh, yeah, I don't care about none of that stuff. I don't watch it.
To get engrossed in it because, you know, I was filling out those brackets, you know, and doing the tournament just for money, but that was the only reason.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just not into it. Like, you know, it's a little bit of hockey, football, not in college. You know what I mean? So, hey, it is what it is. Nothing wrong with it. They got to get a little better signal if they're going to try to play recordings off the computer.
What they said, it said something about you got to flip between your legs.
Is that what they said? Is that what the kind of stuff they get a radio to play that kind of stuff over the radio? Yeah. Obviously the breadwinner of the community.
The vagina. Paul has a vagina.
What's that line they use, Mike? I forget. Something about free rent?
When your billfold consists of nothing but just receipts, and you're waiting every month for that check because you need it so badly.
Oh, wait a minute, Mike. My billfold's full of receipts. But they're also marked paid.
Yeah, I wonder who was playing that.
So this radio system was some daddy bringing their kid up.
What are you going to do? You know, I mean, what are you going to do?
The ATM here. Hang on a minute, Mike.
Get some gas, so I will catch you in a minute.
There's a slight difference between a bill and a receipt.
Sure.
Hey, what's going on?
A bill on Capitol Hill?
I heard GG in there. Good morning.
Good afternoon and good evening.
Yes.
You're a little noisy there.
Yeah, I'm on the ocean. It's fully charged.
Sounds like you're on the ocean.
Too lazy to plug in the base.
Yeah, I just had to reach in there and get my money out of the ATM, so. Anyways, alright, very good. Well, good hearing you tonight.
Yeah, as soon as I get my car back from the dealership, whenever that'll be, I can get back on the mobile on my DB20.
Your Ted DiBiase, huh?
I got that DB20. It's a 20-watt mobile radio. It's in my car at the dealership.
Yeah, I was making a joke there, and, you know, I used to watch wrestling when I was a kid, you know, like in the early 70s, you know, when it was... Oh, that name is associated with way later in wrestling, but I always found the name funny, so you said DB20, it sounded like Ted DiBiase.
Okay, I wouldn't know that. I was never into the wrestling. I knew some of the wrestlers' names, but I didn't get into it.
I get it. I totally get it. All right. Anyways, Mike.
Mike, back to you.
Mike disappeared. I don't know. I was dealing with the ATM. So did he check out or something, or say he'd be right back? I don't know.
He was getting gas.
There you go. Yeah, I was kind of like doing three things at one time, so. All right, that's where he went.
Yeah, give him a minute. Give him a minute.
Yeah, I just come out to get some money so I don't have to do it tomorrow. I figured it was a good opportunity to, 9 degrees out. And they say we're going to get close to 30 degrees by next week, the end of next week. Might go buy some tanning oil.
Not quite thong weather, yeah, but we're going to get a little tropical heat wave there.
Tropical heat wave, yeah. It will seem like it at 30.
There's guys I work with, they wear shorts all year round. I don't know how they do it.
Ah, yeah, in this weather.
And if I could, I'd be 90 going north to Florida.
I get it. It's a great state, although it's changing as far as affordability, you know, with all these natural disasters of these hurricanes and crap, but...
Yeah, I copy that. I was thinking about retiring to Tennessee. A lot of Michiganders retire to Tennessee.
Yeah, there's certainly affordable places and a few spots. Florida anymore, it used to be.
Tennessee and Florida, they're senior. Michigan, they like to clean your pockets.
Yeah, it used to be safe for the snowbirds to go down in the wintertime, but I'm telling you, that's all changing, trust me. So, all right, I pulled back in, so you have a good night.
Bye.
We'll catch you later. WSHM 738.
Nice talking to you, WSGG 772. We're clear.
Alright, I'm back. WRWB 49. Is everybody cleared out of here? WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
What a mess.
WSIE 375, this is Matt monitoring Clinton Township. WSIE 375, this is Matt Clinton Township requesting radio check.
WSLI 302, radio check sounding good.
Okay, thank you, sir.